This is Lucy Pohl, Mercy from Overwatch, and I have my ear on Game Fix. They heal my soul.
They pretty much just took a game from our childhood and added mechanics from the games of our adulthood.
Capcom developed their own RE engine, so now their games don't need Unreal unless they want it on there.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go, Payday! Payday!
Welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
That's your cue, Jack.
I'm Jack.
I'm Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, gamefixshow.com. On our weekly stream or our weekly recorded podcast right here. If you're not, GameFix, Facebook.com/GameFixShow or Twitch.tv/GameFix.
Yes, we got a pretty cool show. There's a lot, there's enough going on, I guess I could say, that we can definitely get into to some crazy stuff. We have some Overwatch 2 news that most of us aren't surprised by. At least I'm not. Maybe I'm speaking for myself here, but I am not surprised by the news. But we'll get to that. Also, GTA 6. Whoa.
Really?
Yes, that. And then, of course, there is a possible new VR on the scene, and we will get to that as well. Ooh, so much. But we also need to talk about pretty much all six episodes of... Verlaine, help me out. What's it called?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there.
So we're going to get into that because, Verlaine, you weren't here last week. And, Jack, you haven't even talked about it at all. Mike is off today.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it at all? We watched it.
What are you talking about, guys? Gotcha.
This guy. Yeah. So we'll get to that. We have so much more to get to. But first, let's talk about what we've been gaming. Jack, you are our guest. You're gonna go first. See, I almost had you. You go first. What have you been playing this past week?
I really haven't played too much this week, other than a little bit of Overwatch.
Okay.
Which I don't know. Just I'm getting amped up for Overwatch 2 coming out in October.
Are you looking forward to it?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just some of the new videos coming out and stuff, like especially with what's her name, Junker Queen. She looks like she's pretty cool. She's going to be pretty cool to use.
Are you in love?
Yeah. She's always talking dirty to me when we're in Junkertown.
Yeah.
Played some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge. Finished the storyline, got Casey Jones.
I have as well.
It wasn't a long game, but I mean, it's a small game, so of course. And, also dabbled in, you got to help me with the name of it, Verlaine. Nurukaka. What's it called?
What was that?
You did worse than me. It's called Nakara.
Nakara.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I was just calling it Nakaruru. That Nakaruru is a character from Samurai Showdown.
He told me that you were serious.
That's yeah, that game.
It took Nakara. a couple games of it before I'm finally starting to feel it a little bit. It's pretty cool. I didn't realize it was a battle royale melee weapons. That's and cool. It's got ranged weapons too. But yeah, same mentality. You drop in with nothing, run around a map, find stuff. The controls are kind of weird. And there's a lot of different options, like customization options and stuff. It's kind of weird getting used to, but it's pretty fun.
That's cool.
Yeah. And
I think I'm pretty good at it.
Have you played it yet, Dave?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay, so Jack, don't think you're good at it. Because I think I'm good at it too, but yeah, they even tell you right away, you're going to see a lot of robots at first. Mm-hmm. And then the better you get, we're going to start putting more and more players. But dude, right off the bat, I was down with this game. Like right after I did the trial, I was the tutorial. I was on board because this is just like just one small step from having perfect co-op in a game that we want perfect co-op to be, in a game like Shadow of Mordor type fighting. Like, this is just one step away from that. You're in groups of three, and I don't know if you tinkered with any of the alts, but first of all, like, you pretty much all have grappling, but you have to find the grappling ammo. But dude, yeah. I don't even use grappling to get around terrain. I use it to get to the enemies. All I'll do is go and save my enemies there. And it's cool because there's classes like Overwatch. Like, you want to build your, like, you want to have like a healer and a tank and a melee guy and shit like that. There's people whose powers are when they use their ult, this orb appears and pretty much makes a branch to every single enemy in the area. So none of them can be hiding from you, and you know where everybody is. My ult, I turned into this huge giant, and I could pick other players up and smash them into the ground.
Cool.
And the game, once you play it, and like, it does at first seem like it's going to be hard to control, but it's got this mild locking system to it. Mm-hmm. So like, when you're attacking somebody, or if you just jump in the air and you kind of like surpass somebody, like over jump them, if you attack, you'll still kind of turn around and attack the nearest guy. So, like, once you get used to how the auto-aim works, it's pretty sweet. You get bows and arrows, you get guns, you get swords, you can get dual-wield swords, daggers. Like, it's fucking cool. I don't understand how everything works exactly when it comes to the map. Me and my team pretty much just hung around an area, and eventually guys came to attack us, and we would just kill everyone. Yep. But
there's
for
these
sure,
weird, like purple glowy things on the ground that I can't tell. I don't know what they do, but they've got to do something.
Yeah, I don't know either. What you're
I was using a guy that his ult, he uses sand, and it like makes this huge whirlwind around, and it slows everybody down inside.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's pretty cool. And then like his regular move, he gets these three balls that spin around him, and you can shoot it at one of the bad guys, and it catches them in a whirlwind. So I was doing that all over the place today. Just owning them. It's fun.
Is this on Xbox? I don't even know what it's on. It's on Xbox.
Yeah, it's on Game Pass.
Okay, cool.
Series X Game Pass. It's free. Like, it's cross-play only between Xbox and computer.
Okay.
So they're PlayStation, so it's kind of exclusive.
Exclusive.
Console exclusive.
If you watch the live show, we play trailers. I always mention that at the beginning of the show. We play a few trailers. I found that High on Life trailer, and I figured Verlaine would kind of be interested in because not only is it from the makers of Rick and Morty, but it's also going to be free day one on Game Pass. So I figure that's completely up your alley.
Dude, I wish
lesson learned for me with that.
Yes.
Yeah, I wish the game was
$20, no big deal.
VR, but like they for the graphics, like it's sweet. I'm gonna play the game. The guy, it's what a weird concept, dude. You're out to save alien guns that are alive.
Yeah,
that's
fucking
sweet. Like, I'm.
Would they call them Gatlins or Gatlers or whatever?
Gatlians.
Gatlians.
Pretty funny.
I'm really surprised it's not VR. Being from Justin Roiland, because he's a real big.
Well, maybe that's coming. Who knows?
VR, maybe.
Yeah.
I played Shredder. Also, I think that if we up the difficulty, then it'll be worth it. It'll be a different kind of game because it's so easy right now, but that's because I could juggle the shit out of anyone. Yeah. Like the enemies are weaker. Like I could sometimes get my ass kicked if there's the right combination of different, each enemy does one thing, but it's like different than the others. Some of them block, some of them you have to like hit from behind. Some of them you can't throw the ninjas that you hit and then they just jump up and throw something at you. Fucking suck. But I think if we up the ante and then had more people playing, like if we all played again together, it'd be a little more fun, a little more challenging.
Yeah.
Because that can't, like, honestly, that can't be, it can't, I mean, that sucks. Like, if that's the case and the game just is that easy and that's it, like, it sucked. It kind of sucked for me. Yeah. Like, it was like, I could have got that from any other game, like, but I feel like there's more. They couldn't have worked so long on it to give us look, each episode is like 2 minutes long. 7 minutes long, like a 5 minute long level with three people, you breeze through it. Like, I don't know.
Well, if you do arcade mode, then you only get a certain amount of lives and restarts.
Right. But it's still easy. I went pretty long doing that because while you're doing the game, you're also gaining extra lives. So like, it's very hard to like lose. The enemies, the end bosses are still like really easy. So I played this game on Game Pass, my last game. It is called Aragami 2. There's an Aragami 1, I guess. And
I would assume.
I don't know why. I just decided to play it. It's on Game Pass. I think I played it. I think it's on the cloud. I don't think I installed it. But it's just a stealth game. It's a stealth fucking ninja game. And it's not too bad. Okay. It, like, at all. It's just one of, it reminds me of Tenchu.
I believe it was a Steam game first. I believe it was on Steam first.
Okay. So, yeah. Like, yeah. And so you can, like, go to certain corners and hide. And then you can, you know, hide in the shadows and do all that stuff. And it's all about just going up to dudes and just fucking, you know, going through a level like stealthily, almost like Assassin's Creed, and just killing each guy without the other guy seeing you and hiding. And then, so yeah, it's pretty fun, free, it's cool. Game Pass. And then Overwatch, obviously.
Some Overwatch. Well, I don't have a lot of friends to play with anymore. They're never on. So I have to find other friends, which I actually did. I played Shredder's Revenge with my new friend. His name is Nomad. We've had him on the show. Randy, big shout out to Nomad. Thanks for letting me jump in on the stream. It was fun. We played through. He gets pretty competitive. I mean, he's technically a pro gamer, right? And I'm not. So
what
like
game were you playing?
Shredder's Revenge. I was playing, okay. Turtles. Yeah. So, and like I haven't really gotten a chance to play it as much as I'd like to. But I was like, oh, well, you know, he's playing, I might as well just see if I could jump in. And he was like, yeah, jump in, and I did, and I guess I threw him off a little bit, but you know, whatever. I was like, be a pro. And I didn't say that. But shout out
to Cloud. What's that? He is playing Fall Guys right now.
Oh yeah.
Did you ever play that game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course.
It's free now. I don't know.
It's always been free.
Yeah.
Really?
It's literally always been free
on PlayStation.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
It was a monthly game.
Gotcha. No. That's a pretty good game. Yeah. Anyway. So that, and then I've been playing some Oculus. Or Meta, whatever it's called. I don't really care anymore. I'm just going to call it whatever I feel like it. That VR thing. I've been playing that VR thing. And I've been playing, I've been playing Poker VR a lot. Like, to the point where I need to stop playing that game because I'm like, not playing other games.
Was that like a porn game?
Poker?
Are you,
Poker?
Thanks. Good one, Jack.
Are you playing like in public rooms?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. You only play against people in public rooms.
Can you win money? Real money?
It's not real money. No, at least not yet. I don't know. I haven't really gotten into so much, but no, it's just playing poker. It's Texas Hold'em. Is what it is, but it's fun. It's amazing. The it's very intuitive because like in order to check, you actually have to tap on the table. You can, you know, you throw your chips in the middle, you can throw your cards to, you know, to fold. Everything about, like, if you've ever played Texas Hold'em, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's
can you talk to people?
Oh yeah, you're sitting at the table, you can talk to everyone. So yeah,
can you look over to someone and be like, I smell a rat, and then flip the table up and just start shooting?
Well, you can't flip a table and there's no guns, so
no. I guess not. All right, cool.
I figured you guys.
Well, that's cool. That's kind of weird.
I figured you guys would hate this, me talking about that, but I don't really care.
No, not at all. Because I would sit and I've been wanting to play that Demio game, but nobody plays anymore.
I mean,
like, I'm down to play that that board game. Like, I hate turn-based and everything, but I
love
like it.
Let's go. I you guys are never on, so I don't know what's going on. So I'm just kind of like, whatever.
I've been working in the morning, but I'm down tonight. Let's do it.
Yeah. Boom. All right. Cool. We'll play some Demio. I'm into that. And Jack, we can't hear you.
Yeah. So Jack's mic is like stupid.
I don't know what's going on with his mic. No.
There you go.
No. we'll get back to him. It's right. Fine. Oh yeah. Okay. This is going well. Other than that, I've been watching like movie. You done yet?
I can't hear it.
There you go. Yeah.
Don't move whatever you're
fucking. Don't move it. Leave it alone.
I didn't even touch nothing.
I've been watching a lot of movies and shows and stuff on big screen. just because like people are streaming like different things. And yeah, I watched Blade the other day. It's kind of sweet. I want to actually start streaming my own movies too. So I have to kind of like get into that because I know obviously, what's that?
Home movies?
No, like movies.
Just movies?
Yeah. Home movies? What are you talking about?
You said you want to stream your own movies.
Not my, like that, you know. Like, never mind. This all right, so let's move on. Let's move on. Mike's retro reboot this week. He will be releasing it tomorrow around noon, 1 o'clock is when he usually does it. Obviously, he's off the show this week, but he's not off. He doesn't take vacations. We make him work. No, he actually enjoys it.
He's punished right now.
What's that?
He's being punished.
Yes, he's off the show. No, he's not. He will be reviewing SSX on the PlayStation. Ooh. Duh. So. Yeah. Yeah. So look for that tomorrow. GameFixShow.com. That's where it's happening. So, all right. Let's get into it. I know you guys are itching to talk about some Overwatch, so let's do this. They just made an announcement. It's true. Overwatch 2, when it releases in October, happy birthday to me, by the way, it will replace the current live service game. So, really, pretty much what they're doing is throwing out Overwatch 1 and replacing it with Overwatch 2.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel about this? Verlaine, you go first.
I mean, it's unfortunate.
Why is it unfortunate? Like, because you like the first game, right?
Yeah. Because they're not even giving the people the option right now, which may change, but because my whole thing was, and they've said it before that this was not going to happen.
Well,
they said that. They said that it was going to, everything was going to cross over, but you didn't have to. But yeah, things change. That's why it like sucks right now. I was planning on being able to say, hey, if 5v5 doesn't work, I'm just going to go 6v6 and play regular Overwatch and be whatever. And I'll still get the guys. I'll still get the levels. I just won't get that real gameplay. Maybe I won't be able to do comp. So now that they're integrating everything, it kind of like changes things a little bit. I mean, you know, when Roll Queue came out, I completely dropped competitive play altogether. You know, like I was like that, and a lot of people did, and a lot of people, enough people did where they added normal, they kept normal quick play in arcade, and they added a separate roll queue competitive, which went back to the old style. But then why have like four different competitive, you know, rankings, yeah, like tank, damage, healer, and then fucking roll queue like open? So it was just, it was too little too late. They should have started with that, honestly. If they did, they would have probably found that nobody went to the other one, which is fine. Maybe they have a good plan. Maybe there's a reason for it. And I can see that once Jack, he keeps up with all the updates. And once he starts telling us the updates that are happening, like Doomfist mainly, like one of my main dudes is becoming a tank. Well, you can't keep him the same and keep characters the same going back and forth between Overwatch.
Oh, you definitely have to retool the characters 100%. Well, yeah.
Yes. So because they have to retool those characters to become different roles, they can't keep them the same for Overwatch 1, which means why even keep Overwatch 1? Because then you're starting to rebalance one character for two different games. Every time a new character comes out, you have to revamp, you know, fucking Doomfist from Overwatch 1, Doomfist from Overwatch 2. It's going to be worse. I see the problem. It's just unfortunate. So now it has to work. Or maybe they'll add a 6v6 in arcade rotation. But yeah, I mean, I'm still excited because it seems like right now, like Overwatch is back in the news. New stuff is going to be dropping all the time.
Yep.
And like from what it sounds, not only are we going to be starting the game with up to 3 to 4 new characters, a new game mode. Most characters come with, maybe every other character comes with like a level or something. Every 9 months or what? Every 3 months? Every something 3 months, we're going to be getting a new character. So they're starting off right. They're not just going to start us off with, even the one character would have been kind of fucked up, like just giving us one character or making us abandon it.
They're not going to do the Street Fighter thing where they're like, a new character arrives, Blanca.
McCree under his real McCree name. It's like, oh yay, it's fucking fantastic.
Right. Jack, what about you? How do you feel about this?
I was kind of surprised when I first read it that Overwatch 1 was going away, but then looking back at it, it's all this is just an expansion to next gen. Because I was talking to Verlaine about it the other day that instead of, because it's on next gen now, why before they would have probably just done like a graphics patch and just updated all the graphics, made all the character models look better, retooled all the characters,
which they, well, it's going, which they kind of did though, right? I mean, we kind of got that
for
when
the
we
Xbox
went
One
the,
X.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But yeah, since
but I see what you're saying,
the old ones probably can't handle a lot of the new graphics and stuff like that. So just put it on the new one and get rid of the old one.
I out bet with they the weren't old. Planning. I bet they weren't even planning a lot of stuff. Like, you know, when they first announced it, they were probably planning it. Even if they had 5 versus 5 in mind, I don't think they planned on actually retooling certain characters to the extent that they are and all this stuff. And so in that sense, it was like we were led to believe, like, it really is just a graphic and power overhaul.
Mm-hmm.
You'll just have prettier graphics and better frame rates with the better systems, and then everything was going to be the same. But I don't know. I mean, I guess it's kind of cool. It's a good way. What I don't like right now is that if you go on and pre-order the game for $40, the free-to-play game, and it mentions nothing about campaign, so it's not like you're buying the campaign. But what it does say is that you get a copy of Overwatch 1, a game which is going to be irrelevant when the game
you want is out. Because really, you're getting Overwatch 2, but in order to get Overwatch 2, you have to have one.
You can get Overwatch 2. It's going to be just free to play. So anyone, even if you don't have Overwatch 1, you're going to be able to play Overwatch 2 free to play. The campaign is going to be the one that costs money. So whatever. So I think. But the money that you're paying for the pre-order is just you get the two skins. You might get a banner or something. Jack kind of knows.
And then you get the season pass, a couple of skins.
Oh yeah, you get the season pass.
Character icon and like 2,000 in-store currency or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still down. I'm still going to play it. And I mean, it's love and hate, man. I took a year off, but now I still play it every fucking day.
There'll probably be more coming out about it after the big beta. Right now, they're just going for that push for people to get in on the beta early.
Yeah.
So once that's over, they'll probably be like, oh yeah, now you'll actually be getting the campaign part.
Yeah. I don't know. This is fine. I don't know. I think it would be stupid, honestly, but I feel like Verlaine disagrees with me on this, but I feel like it'd be stupid to keep both of them. Because I don't know. I feel like I said earlier, out with the old, in with the new, right? Like, so I feel like that would be a bad move to keep one going and as well on top of two, because if two sucks, everyone's just going to go back playing one. And now they have no choice. So,
but,
as far as a business standpoint, I completely understand what they're trying to do. Although, again, let me say that again. If two sucks, now we can't go back to one. So, I could see where you guys are kind of like, about it. So, I don't know. I think we're going to kind of see what it is. Obviously, with 5v5, that's going to change the game. It's going to change the meta altogether. And then hopefully when they come out with Overwatch 3, you know, we'll get a 4v4.
They'll just keep dropping it down.
Keep dropping a character.
I don't really see how the game can suck, being that, I mean, as good as it is now, all they're doing is graphics update, couple new maps, new thing. I mean, it's the same game still.
Right.
And I'm sure there's going to be a way to do 6v6, be it in the arcade or make a custom game or something like that.
Custom games, yeah.
Or people gripe enough that, like they did with the competitive comp, that they're going to have the roll lock and then they'll have it the other way, so you can have the best of both worlds.
66 games back.
Yeah. I don't know. It's cool. I am looking forward to it. But you know what, they always do that shit, because obviously, you know, before they had the roll call and you just had to like, okay, I'm just gonna be a tank or whatever. But then they were like, we're gonna bring back the classic, but it's gonna be in the arcade. So they totally brought it back. So I would imagine they'll probably do a 6v6 in the arcade, right? Like the section. I would imagine they'd still have that.
Probably.
You know, so not off the bat. I think that would be a stupid move off the bat, because people wouldn't even try the new one. They would just stick with what they know. Or again, if it sucks, because if the 5v5 sucks, that sucks.
Yeah. I'm curious for the 5v5, because I think it's going to make it not more fair, I think, but it'll make it more interesting, because you'll have to build teams better.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you have two tanks and a healer, and then you only got two other people. For DPS, you're not going to be able to take down people as hard.
You have two healers, which, as it stands, two healers are required to keep a tank healed very well.
yeah.
you know, pocketing them. Yeah. So when you have a 5v5, in my opinion, and you can see it, it's you have one healer that is constantly just up the ass of the tank. That's it. You have to keep the tank alive, which means you just took another player out. So really, it kind of is 4v4. It's just that every tank is now a Junkrat who's constantly being healed and tanking. Then you have one healer. Now, what's going to happen in almost every game is like, people feel that if there's a healer, including myself, if there's another healer, you can do a little more DPS. And a lot of people don't know how to play Overwatch to begin with, so those healers in general aren't healing right. So there, you're down to 2v2 or 3v2 because now you have a healer who's not even healing. So I don't know. There's so many things, but then you watch the comp play, and you know, competitive guys, of course, aren't going to say things because A, they're underage. B, this is their gig. They're not going to fucking talk shit about it. But when you watch these games, they are so fucking boring because both teams are the same. Both teams are using Ana and Lucio. Why? Because Lucio has to hang around the fucking back all the time and keep the tank alive. Like, nobody wants to even risk being somebody else. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
They're just off heals. They can heal and do damage at the same time. So they're just backup. Same with Moira, too.
Yep.
And Brigitte.
No more Mercy. That makes Mercy, like, irrelevant.
Well, that's too bad. I like Mercy.
She's, I love her.
Yeah, she's... Oh, I love her. Oh, she... I love her. So we'll see. We got to see more. I said October. Actually, it is October 4th is when it drops. So that's when we will get to see this in its flesh, in its flesh. I feel good about it either way. So, all right. Real quick. I did want to see
it in flesh. It'll be digital for me.
I don't know what you guys are on today, but okay. Let's move on real quick. So EA has announced that there is going to be a new NCAA football. I know you guys are into football games, but I don't care. This is a video game show. So, as far as football games go, I have to say, and I think most people, if you are a football player, game player, that the NCAA football games were the best. Everything about it, for some reason, it was just so good. It was just crisp and good, and the bands, and then you name it. So, we should be getting a new one. They are talking July next year. So that's when, obviously, name, image, and likeness has already happened. So all the college kids can get paid, can get sponsorship. So now, because of that, we're finally getting over that hump, and there will be, which is the reason why they had to do away with the NCAA game, because too many kids like sued them because they used their likeness and they didn't pay them. But obviously at the time they weren't even allowed to pay them. So now we're past that, we're actually going to get a game, but I don't know. I'm a little leery about it because of all of that. It's probably going to feel like a Madden game. I don't know. It's just me.
See, I don't know.
Oh, pretty much really, it was Madden.
I don't know the difference. Between them enough to know, like, because I thought it was kind of like a reskin of whatever the football game was. Yeah. But I know a lot of people liked it better. I thought the cool gimmick was having the college game and doing the create a character and then being able to transfer him to the pros.
Yeah.
Whatever line did that, whatever game did
that. I feel like, you know, because what you're talking about is, unfortunately, they probably can't do that because you would have to have the rights for the college names, college teams, and the rights to the NFL teams. So I don't think that would even be in the cards. That's way too much money.
Well, I'm saying, look, if EA already has the NFL, they don't have to do anything. It's still two different games, but all it would be a matter of taking the creative, it's like taking your Call of Duty from one to another. That's it.
Oh, you're just talking about like one,
just the character. And it's a created character. So it's a, you know what
I'm
saying?
That's interesting. Yeah, I like that.
But with this college thing, like, I think it's just going to be as quality as whatever, because all they need to do, which is kind of an immense thing, is like, essentially, if you make it onto your college team, you are instantly getting extra money You're just instantly making money from this game as long as it exists immediately. So like, even if you don't have anything, immediately now every single college football player is gonna get paid.
Yep. It'll probably be minimal, but you're right.
The fact is that they have to pay every. So even if once you make the team, unless they're gonna like not go down the strings and only have like the first like three strings of guys per position, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know how
just the starters or whatever.
I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll see when it comes out because football, like shit, yeah. Madden. So Madden just dominates football.
Yeah, but Madden's game.
Madden still sucks. So there's got to be something that a football game needs to do to beat Madden. And I mean, really, if you're just imitating real football, like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, there was fun aspects of NCAA, which is the reason why I probably migrated more towards the NCAA games because, like, you could go you could put the mascots on the field and play football with the mascots. It was so silly and stupid, but it was like kind of fun. And like, yeah, like I kind of want that to happen again because some of the mascots are so stupid. So like to see like, I don't know, for instance, Stanford's mascot is a tree. So be a bunch of trees on the field. It's weird.
Totally but outside weird. Of that, what yeah. about like, what could they do with the, like, that's just a mode.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously they're gonna have, you know, like I said, the name, image, and likeness of all the players. So it'll be like, you know, if you're a fan of Ohio State, if you're a fan of whatever, all the players will be there. I think that's kind of cool, and it'll feel more real as opposed to a guy that kind of looks like the person, but you know what I mean. Like, so I don't know. I think that'll give it that realness, that good feeling behind it.
You know it's gonna happen.
What's going to happen?
The kids with all their likenesses and stuff, that now that they're getting paid, they're going to get big heads and they're going to do stupid stuff.
Oh, they're already there, man.
Dude, then they'll get suspended.
Dude, I'm the guy from Madden.
Dude, some of these kids are getting paid millions of dollars already.
Right.
And it's name, image, and likeness has only been like for 3 months. And like some of these kids are getting like $3 million a year. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. Cars and whatever. Although I did want to, since we're on the subject of football, I was on Xbox the other day because I was playing Turtles, but there was an ad for Madden, the new Madden game, and I just took a shot with it with my cell phone, and I saved it so you guys can see it. This is the weirdest thing ever, and as far as the promo goes, what? Play like yeah, mad. Play like mad? What does that mean?
I think I saw that. I just didn't put two and two together. Like, to understand that.
Yeah. I was talking to Mike about it, and he brought up a good point. He's like, it was like a Valley Girl made that promo up. Like, play like mad. Play like mad. I don't. It's like weird. That's what they came up with. Nickname? Like, come on.
Maybe Mad's his nickname.
That's what I was gonna say. Maybe it's some kind of lame nickname.
It's not.
Nickname even a Valley, right?
Play like mad. Like, oh my god, play like mad.
Was he in the like in football?
What's that?
Did he ever play football?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was a coach, more popular. Yeah.
But he played like maybe. That's
I think he might have. Yeah, like I think he did, but not. He wasn't that good.
Without a helmet, play was, sucky. That's it. That's it. Yeah. Play sucky. Don't play.
Play like mad.
It'd be like shortening Verlaine's name. Play like Ver.
Play like Burr. Yeah. Totally. Play like Burr. So, yeah. So that's cool. So if you guys are into those games, that should make you happy. July of next year. Yeah. Very, very cool. So, all right. So we're going to go from play like mad to some GTA 6. They made a few announcements. This is interesting. There was a rumor going around that GTA 6 would take place in Vice City. It turns out it got some legs. We might be revisiting Vice City in GTA 6. If that's the first time you two have heard this, how do you feel about it?
I'm okay with it. I didn't like Vice City as a game.
Really?
They added motion blur to it, which you couldn't take off, and it was part of the whole like 80s neon kind of shit, and I couldn't do it. So I mean, I played the shit out of Grand Theft Auto 3.
Yeah.
I couldn't do Vice City, and then I jumped back into like San Andreas.
Okay. Well, it sucks because, you know, we just lost Ray Liotta, so obviously we're not going to get that character again. So, but yeah. But Jack, how do you feel about that news about GTA 6 going back to Vice City? Going back to Vice
City. That was the best part of Vice City was the music, really.
Yeah, right? I mean, all, right.
The whole 80s style look to it, but and other than that, I mean, ran.
Yeah.
GTA for me is GTA. I start doing a mission, and then I start dicking around and have the cops after me. And
killing everyone, right, yeah.
But is
yeah,
this going to be...
I get nowhere, ever.
Yep.
Is this game going to be like... is it going to be the same time period? Because that's going to be a difference. Because if it could be Vice City, and that's fine, but if it's a different time period, like Miami now is different than Miami in the 80s.
Yeah.
So that could be interesting. Nice. But they're also talking adding fucking Columbia.
Yeah, so I'm glad you mentioned that.
Which is
so
fine, because it's right across
that's
the lake.
Yeah, that's the other leak. So maybe it's not Vice City. Another leak suggests Columbia / Miami. Which is fine. I don't really have an opinion on like a new city because it'll just be like a new game, no big deal. But like it's like a it would almost be like a remastered Vice City, which is why I don't really want that. But yeah, what are you gonna
say? Maybe you can go out in the water and hit the keys and stuff like that.
Yeah, that'd be kind of sweet.
That'd be cool. Yeah, just being on the mainland.
Maybe you start on Columbia and you have to swim across to Miami
in real time.
Raft.
In real time.
You have to build a raft. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I would like it if it was in a new city. That way it's a completely new game. Nothing we haven't really seen before as far as like setting.
Even
goes,
if they make it know. Miami, it's going to be different. They're going to map they don't even use real cities. So, but they'll map it like Miami. Yeah, they'll just map it like Miami is. And then put it the same distance from Columbia, and it'd be like another, you know, when you unlock whatever the fuck. I mean, I'm down. Same thing. Like, I played Vice City for a good while, but then I just stopped because it was just the same stuff. But then I realized it kept going, and then I was like, but it's still the same stuff. I'll jump in every once in a while, but not for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll take place in like Ontario, and instead of people swearing at you when you're down the road, they'll be like, "Hey, what's up, eh?
Hey, sorry, hey."
All the people are real nice and stuff.
They punch you and they're like, "Sorry," right? Something
like that. Yeah. I want it to be in VR. What if it's all in VR?
That'd be sweet.
That would be awesome.
Well, obviously, when they implemented first person, that completely changed the game. So, yeah, to introduce VR to it, that would then again completely recreate the game. So, I don't know. Yeah, that'd be sweet. That'd be very cool. There is another part that was a leak. This is interesting. I don't know how I feel about this, and I don't know, but I guess maybe by the time this comes out, maybe we'll be there a little bit. But they are talking about a reward system through the new GTA that it will include in-game cryptocurrency rewards for players to earn and trade. Obviously, you know, when it comes to cryptocurrency, I feel like there's a lot that has to do with security, you know, and having, you know, somebody not steal your crypto. This feels like you're opening the door to it and just kind of letting people in. Come on in, take any crypto you'd like. This is weird. Although I guess it's kind of cool, but like, I don't see why, because like, I mean, obviously at some point you're going to be putting your real money in it, right? And I guess you'll be able to like buy skins with crypto, or
it's going
to
be real crypto they're using.
That's what I'm hearing. Yeah,
it makes sense.
It's a rumor, but it does. I think it does.
if so, what you do is you introduce this game that's of course going to be kind of like GTA is now, and especially because they keep updating it, it's almost going to feel like an update and a new level.
Yeah.
Do like everybody else, and you offer it. And if somebody's listening, mark this. Offer it for free, because then you also say, hey, we've got this cryptocurrency, which could be as simple as what they have going on now, except the only thing that is lacking in any game, even if you pay for the special paid currency, the only thing it's lacking is being able to put that currency in and get your money back or whatever's worth, like trade back. So when it comes to like shark cards, they're still selling them and people earn them. So if you make the game free, they're more prone, you know, scientifically to spend that money.
So
I've done it too.
So you're lobbying for free GTA.
Well, I'm not lobbying for free GTA.
Okay.
because I would still pay for a game like GTA. Because then you got to think, okay, but then you will have people like me that will pay for GTA. Now, I pay for GTA. I may not put real money into the game, but I will still try to earn whatever kind of crypto is there. So then you have two different venues you go down. A, don't let people do that, knowing that if it's free and they constantly have the opportunity to buy more, they will. Because once I bought GTA 5 once, I never bought any other currency. You know, anything else I'd earn through jobs. So if you have real crypto and you don't separate it, those jobs will become more extensive and more worth the money. So then you keep that in mind. Can you really do that in a fucking two-dimensional world? Not really, because you're at a controller. So no matter what you're doing, you're just sitting down with your thumb. But if you were doing that shit in VR, where you go to a bouncer or somebody who has crypto and says, listen, you do this job for me, you go kill this person, or you go rob this person, or you just stand guard. In real VR time, you'll get paid this. You know what I'm saying? It's going to seem like more.
It'd be like a job. You're talking
a real job. You're going to be running, driving, gunning people with your muscles, dodging bullets in real time. Then, so what I'm saying kind of is, if they did VR, the crypto would be more valuable to people. It would be more valuable to the company, because that money that you made, you really did make it. You didn't just use it with your fingers and hands. But again, when it comes to the security, all it is really is a reverse transaction of money. So it's not really cryptocurrency, but it kind of is. And I can see why they're doing it, because, you know, GTA money is fucking valuable right now.
Absolutely.
To people that play GTA. So why not kind of capitalize on that? And GTA is never one to rip people off. They don't. Every update
they don't
is fucking
have
free.
To.
Everything. Right. Everything is free. And because of that, they know people are going to be like, oh, it's free. I can put in $5 and get some more of this money to do blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know? So I think if they do it right, not only would crypto work, but with how big GTA is, crypto could, I swear to God, be bigger, and their crypto could be more valuable than Bitcoin.
Now, let me ask you this. What will they make their own crypto? Will they make their own coin?
Yes.
I think it will be.
Right? I think they would have to. Like, don't even integrate. Just make
just
your
GTA.
Own.
And, it would just be GTA. Yeah. That's you guys collect
you
GTA?
Don't even start, you don't even have to start.
Hey, how much GTA do you have? You know, whatever.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Hey, do you play GTA? Do you guys accept shark cards? Have a fucking real shark card. And guess what you also just did? You fucking created the metaverse. Because now I'm holding a card of money that I earned in a game that I'm spending in real fucking life.
Yep.
Boom.
Boom. Boom.
Then the value goes down and you actually put a bunch of money towards it. And then you're like, shit, I don't have any more money.
But that's the thing. The value keeps won't going go down. It's what it is. I mean, I guess it could go down. But I mean, if you could find a way to, like, our dollar, the value of the dollar goes up and down through the world. But like to us, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
no, this is interesting.
The dollar store shit is a dollar.
I can't wait to see more about this and see if they actually do implement the cryptocurrency, because like you said, this is something that could change the game to completely. And I don't mean just
this,
like,
is the company to do it.
Absolutely.
This is the most money making video game company ever.
Yep. They sure are. Yeah. No, this is cool. This is actually, I mean, at this point it's a, you know, it's rumor, so we'll see how. But why, if it's, see, that there's always truth behind rumors. That's why I always look at it. So, like, yeah, obviously there's going to be a GTA 6, and with cryptocurrency, it's just the right way to do it. It's just the next thing. So, yeah, I agree. Okay, speaking of the next thing, Nintendo Direct. Nintendo Direct Mini announced for tomorrow. It'll focus on third-party partners and will be 25 minutes long. I'm sure Mike will cover that on our website, so you'll have to check that out. GameFixShow.com. Just want to at least throw it out there. There's some Nintendo peeps. I want to throw it out there.
What are they going to announce? I'm sure he would know.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
a few random Japanese words, a sequel, 0.5.
If only he was here.
Mario Strikers delayed.
Well, speaking of
the Mario movie,
Persona 5 Royal will, when it comes to PlayStation 5, Xbox, and PC, it will include all. this is a number. All 45 DLC packs.
Good God,
45.
Wow.
That's a lot. So, so yeah, if you are a Persona 5 fan, this should make you happy. I'm not a big fan of Joker. At least not that Joker. Thank you. See, I know a character from that game.
So I'm thinking the Mario movie, right?
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, Chris Pratt as Mario, you mean?
Yeah, so when you go and, you know, we went to Wizard World and Martinet would not talk about the movie at
Martinet?
All. You're not allowed to talk about the movie at all.
It wasn't we weren't allowed. He wasn't allowed.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Right? Him as in like whatever. So I think that he is in the movie.
Oh, he's already credited. So yeah, we know he's in the movie.
I think he's Wario.
Maybe. It's
absolutely. He's Wario.
Wario.
Watch.
Yeah.
Because no one else is going to be able to do Wario.
I just totally did it. I'm Wario. Did you know? Do you know that? I'm totally
Holy
Wario.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I'm Wario. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. All right. Let's get to this one. This should actually interest Verlaine. At least I think I'm kind of interested in it, too. Could there be a rival to Oculus Quest 2? Ooh. Well, according to a patent... filed. Valve has filed a new patent for a VR headset. As you can see, if you're watching the live show, you can see the schematics of it.
It's got 100s and 200s on it. Shit.
I don't know what that means.
Different than anything I've ever heard.
I'm sure that means like there's a point in that and it tells you what that is. But yeah, so we might have a Valve VR, which tells me one thing, at least, that we might get a Portal VR. Could this happen? Could it be? It's the only way it's going to happen. Really, if it's going to happen, it's only going to happen on a Valve VR headset. That's the only thing I could think of.
They did fucking Alex on everything else. So Valve has been working on a headset for a while because we went to a thing and this guy even came up and started, he was like working on it or telling us about it. And it's supposed to be like the thing that's going to make it different is the hands. Like a lot of games are going to like, you know, we even have straps for the Oculus. People like having it. So it's like, no hand, so when you grab something, you're actually grabbing it. Well, that's one of the main things is that it's stuck to your hand. It's not supposed to be held. It's supposed to stick to your hand.
Yeah.
And it's going to map every single finger that you do and all this stuff. Competitive with the Oculus, see, one thing that it doesn't have is, you know, people wireless. That have used it before. Well, I don't know. It would have to be wireless to compete. And if it was, it'd have to have better graphics to compete, which could, I guess, be possible, maybe. But it doesn't have, like, legs so far. It doesn't have, like, I mean, it hasn't, it would come out, and you'd have the Valve fanboys, the same ones that just bought the Steam Deck, like, getting it. So you wouldn't see it for the first few years. And I think the dudes over at Meta are way, way on to what's going on. And they would be... You know what I'm saying? By that time, it'd be interesting to see. But I mean, Oculus and PlayStation right now, have their fucking stranglehold on the fucking industry. Like PC has Oculus, right?
Yeah.
It's Rift and, well, I don't know how HTC is doing. They had the Vive, right?
Is that what it's called? Yeah.
That's the one with all the cameras around you.
Yep. Well, same with the Oculus Rift. That's the first one, but okay. I think that's kind of dying because the Quest came out. And the Quest, you don't even have to, if you're playing on PC, you don't even have to be plugged into the PC. You can play it wirelessly.
Yeah,
as long as you got good enough internet and Wi-Fi.
It would all matter right now at this point. It's the games. Like VR has come to the point right now where it's now like consoles and it's all about the games because we have it. We've established that it's part of our life now, which is great. And like, even if people haven't like grasped it, they will, and they're going to have no choice because like, that's just what we're going to. But the fact that it exists now and there's more than one company making them, and there's it's easily accessible, especially when you compare it to the consoles that are coming out. And that's what's the beauty of it is now home consoles are more expensive than VR units, and that's the reason VR never came out, was it was so expensive.
Right.
So now that we're at that point, it is a viable option for a lot of people. So give us the games. And right now, the only reason PlayStation VR is in the fucking game is because of all the companies that are just behind the making. Like, their fucking first-party VR games are amazing. Iron Man, Blood and Truth, like, those games are sweet. Even their dumb experiences, like the Spider-Man and one shit, they're fucking great. So that's what they have. PlayStation has a lot of, like, AAA developers making games for them VR. Plus, they have the tie-in to the PlayStation 5, which is going to make the fucking sweetest graphics ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then Oculus has everything else. I mean, even now, Oculus Quest is getting, like, gets exclusive games before PlayStation.
Yeah.
You know, so they both have their handful of developers that are, like, tied to them. So what will Valve have? Maybe Portal.
Maybe.
Look how Team long Fortress it takes VR. To come out. Yeah. See, it takes them so long to come out with a game and a console that, like, they might launch with, you know, that would be awesome. Portal VR would be the best thing they could ever. That is a console buying game. But then what? Like, wait another 10 years?
I think that's the only thing that we're... I feel like we're waiting 10 years for every VR to, like, be announced, right? Like
Half-Life Remastered VR.
Yeah. Well,
I'm going to start a new... I'm going to start a new thing, and the next place I move, I am going to have a VR room. In fact, actually, side note, I actually want to go outside. I need, like, maybe we can go somewhere and go outside with our VR.
You're such
and,
a gorophobe. Like, try it out. Oh, I thought you meant, never mind. Go ahead.
No, I want to go with my Quest to, like, a baseball field or a park and fucking play something with no restraints. Like,
I don't know if you can.
Yeah, I don't think you can. You would need Wi-Fi.
Well, the Wi-Fi, but the IR lenses, I don't think it can read outside like that because it's too bright. I think it'll screw it up.
Another 10 years, I guess.
Sure you're not supposed to use them outside.
Another 10 years.
It says it? I mean, if it says it, then still. Then, well, the next step is going to like an indoor soccer stadium.
Yeah.
So like a warehouse or something.
Dude, play like Blade and Sorcery with no walls and you're just really running? That's pure VR right there, dude.
Yeah.
Really running. Oh man!
And then you go a little bit too far, and you just.
So that's why you need another person. Like I would want like Dave. If you came, we would take turns.
Oh, I was.
You're just there to make sure I don't run into the wall. I'd be like, probably never happen anyway.
This would be me. You're doing great.
Thanks.
And imagine making your guardian in a big open area, having to run while you're drawing your guardian line.
You're doing great, mate. You're doing great. So, dude, I'm with you. I think a big space of VR. They kind of have that, but it's like the professional areas.
And you can only play their games,
right? Yeah. And some of them are wired. I know that, which kind of obviously takes you out, and that's not really like what you want. That's not what I want. But because I want to be able to like do like barrel, like you know, like somersaults and stuff, and get up and start shooting and stuff. You know, because that's obviously what I'm good at.
Oh, yeah, you're always doing that. I'll tell you, when we play those, like when we were playing Onward and shit, you know, when you play a PvP game in VR, and this is a tip and or trick for everybody watching or listening, fucking go prone in real life or get down on one knee because they don't expect you to do it, and most people are too lazy to do it. So if you're laying on the ground, seriously, you're going to just fucking dominate because nobody like, I don't know what it is, man. Because like if you're even doing it, like when I'm doing it, I'm like, damn, this is kind of like extensive.
Yeah.
But shit, dude, people don't expect you to be on your fucking knees. No. And be like,
and it's harder to shoot a little small thing.
Hell yeah.
Whole tall body.
See, but at that point, you would need your entire body to have like a sensor. You'd have knee sensors, foot sensors, you name it. You know what I mean? So then you could do stuff like that. But I don't know if we're quite there yet.
Onward, if you're on your knee, the animation will be like,
it'll go.
I don't know if you're like, if you lay down, if it'll actually do that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Cool.
You just sink into the ground.
Yeah.
Just your head and your gun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's usually how it goes. They're going to get it. It's all right.
People.
VR just keeps getting better and better. So hopefully we'll get to the point maybe in the next 10 years. I think that's the number we keep talking about. All right. Let's have some fun here. Not that we weren't, but, you know, whatever. Yahtzee Craze has analyzed Google Trends. And they found the top trending titles that appear alongside searches for video games in each state of the United States. You guys definitely haven't seen this list, so I'm going to quiz you guys. which state? I'm going to ask you a state, and then you're going to tell me what you think the most popular game in that state is. Is that cool?
Okay. All 50?
No, we don't do all 50, but yeah, I'll just do. Yeah. Some of them are the same, you know, so we won't do that. So, actually, yeah, I'll tell you what, every one of them will be different, so I won't repeat anything. So, okay.
There you go.
But we'll start right at the top. Alabama. What do you guys think is the most popular game? I think it's a franchise, the most popular franchise. There you go.
I'm going to say...
Some of these will surprise you, actually.
I want to say some sort of fishing game.
So you're just... All right, they're rednecks, so fishing sounds good. Okay,
Jack, it's Alabama.
There's still people. They do like things that we do. They still eat three times a day, you know, like... But they eat fish. Halo. You going with Halo? It's actually the most
popular. Oh, why? Because they're hunters. They always want to go out hunting in the woods, redneck.
Yeah, that's what you were going with.
Deer hunter. That's the one.
That's the one. Actually, like I said, these will surprise you. The most popular franchise in Alabama is Mario Brothers. How about that?
Like the original?
No, I said franchise. So it's
so now in it a won't hole. Be like Mario okay. won't be in any of the other answers.
Gotcha. No, exactly.
All right.
Let's go with Florida.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty?
I'm going to say Rory McIlroy golf.
Rory McIlroy, you mean?
McIlroy.
No, actually, it is Assassin's Creed.
So close.
All right. New York. Hey, I'm in New York. I got a gun. Let's go to a Broadway show.
Like completely random. So I'm going to go
Splatoon.
Mafia.
Call of Duty. You guys are just I figured we'll get the Call of Duty out of the way.
No.
I know. That's the fun part. That's why we're doing this. So, Pennsylvania.
GTA.
Goat Simulator.
This one surprised me. Spider-Man.
Oh, so close.
What?
All right. Ohio.
Oh, that's us. What do we play most? Overwatch.
Yeah.
That's what you guys play, but what is the...
Overwatch.
Battlefield is the most popular franchise in Ohio. How about that? Mm. It's true. Okay. We'll do a couple more and then we'll be done. Tennessee. You're the only Tennessee.
Tennis?
No.
NHL.
You're a moron. Like, let's go to the lowest hanging fruit answer I could think of.
If it's a guess,
farming simulator.
You're talking about guessing. Really, you're saying there's like a way to guess?
I don't know, but like, why would that be the most popular game? It's not. That's not the most popular game anywhere.
How do you know this?
Because I have the list.
Okay. The Sims.
Well, how would I know this?
I don't know. Take a guess.
I just did.
All right.
Not The Sims. Okay, a real guess. Gears of War.
The Witcher. Oh, you guys suck. You guys are terrible at this.
So I don't understand what the difference between Gears of War and fucking Goat Simulator would be.
You don't know?
It's literally the same game.
It's like exactly the same.
I'm saying in terms of guessing.
New Jersey. Same kind of guess.
Poker.
Zelda.
You guys are terrible at this. Sonic the Hedgehog. Come on, you guys. All right, we're done with this.
How many people in each one of these polls answered? Like 10 people?
Well, no,
like,
this was done on Google Analytics. They analyzed. Yeah, that's
some 12-year-old was like, Sonic, enter, Sonic,
100 times, 100 times Sonic.
One person searched Sonic in Pennsylvania, yeah. And it's like,
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so... All right. Well, that's all I have as far as vid games go. You guys want to talk about anything else before we go on to a little Obi-Wan?
Hello there.
Oh, there's one other game that I forgot I had played.
Oh, wow. Okay. This was an hour ago. Go for it.
Warhammer 40,000 nice. Battle Sisters.
Okay.
On the Oculus.
Well, that's cool.
It's really fun and it's hard.
What is that game?
Warhammer Battle Sisters. It's hard, man.
But what do you do? Are you a person?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a first-person shooter that you run around and...
Oh. Is it cool, though?
Yeah. You can actually get your whole body, too, kind of like in a Farpoint. So you look down and see your feet walking real funny.
The it's most popular game in Arkansas is Warhammer 40,000. How about that?
Wow.
There you have it. See, it does go come in well. Yeah.
I said 40,000 instead of 40K.
40K, 40,000.
I don't abbreviate.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, let's go. Let's go to some Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Hello there.
Kniddles.
It's over. It's finally over. Thank the fucking Lord. All right. Let's start with the guys that actually enjoyed this series. Verlaine, let's start with you. How did you like the wrap up? Were you cool with it? Or were you cool with Reva crying? Where are you at with this?
I'm still not down with the whole Reva thing unless she ends up being the chick from Fallen Order.
Good call. I was going to mention that.
But it would have been nice to maybe I didn't really get it because for a second you think that she's like having realizations, but then her saber should have turned purple. Which means really, she was still a bat.
Is that how it works? I thought the crystal was a different color and you just,
that's how it's, you get the crystal, but it becomes like green is like more of a protector. Blue is like a offense, right, Jack? Something like that. And then red
the
is
other
Sith.
Way around, but
okay. Yeah. Red is Sith. And then purple is, I'm saying that it's when you're bad and then you go good. Gotcha. So the only two people that have it right now is Revan and Mace Windu.
Your crystal bleeds.
Purple, yeah, right.
Turns purple.
So Mace Windu was a villain? Or
yeah,
was
he was a bat. He was a Sith first.
See, I was not aware of that.
At some point.
Gotcha.
But the ending, it was good because it showed and it got Obi-Wan back and it did show like there was no surprise. Like it was never Vader. Like Obi-Wan is constantly beating Vader. Just like Vader cannot kill his master in the Emperor. He cannot kill Obi-Wan. He's just not good enough. That's why they are their bosses. Obi-Wan. Yeah. At that point where he was totally trying not to be a Jedi for the point of not being detected. Cause Jedi detect each other.
Sure.
Like, he lost it all and blocked it out. And the fact that they did get up to the point where he was just who he was supposed to be, which started with the episode you didn't like, where he was, you know, they showed he's deflecting every single fucking blaster and controlling it. That's Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan is the greatest Jedi right now. I mean, they say Yoda was, but I mean, we haven't seen proof of that. So I was pleased with it. The fight was good. We knew neither one of them was going to die. We knew not too much stuff could have really happened in terms of anyone's deaths except for, you know, maybe Reva. And though I think it was too late, bringing in the two special guests was cool.
Yeah.
You know, it Qui-Gon, was neat and it stayed with the whole Qui-Gon and
Qui-Gon? Is it Qui-Gon? And, I thought it was Qui-Gon. Okay.
Yeah.
Qui.
And it was their real characters and so I'll leave it at that right now. So what do you think? Whoever's next. I was pleased. Jack. I was pleased with it.
I enjoyed it. I was the same with you with Reva, whatever her name is. I hated her at first, but I was going to give her a chance to see where her story went. And I guess it got a little better and made sense. But at the end, it whatever she just does goes disappears now. I don't know. If she turns to Sarajunda, that'll be even cooler to bring Cal Kestis in. But with the last couple episodes with Obi-Wan turning in, going Super Saiyan and turning into the ultimate power Jedi, it was really awesome. It just seeing at the end of Revenge of the Sith, seeing as how upset he was that Anakin was turning bad, you got to see that. I don't know. It was pretty powerful again that when they meet up again and he tries to get him to change and he finds out that Anakin's not there anymore.
Right.
Then he just lets it go and that's what it is anymore. So.
And yeah, I thought, oh, go ahead.
There's one thing that it really kind of opened my eyes to the whole Star Wars thing is Ahsoka Tano, because there's a lot of griping because Ahsoka in the Clone Wars, she fought Vader and found out it was Anakin and stuff and pretty much did the same thing, split his mask open. And pretty much it was the same interaction, pretty much, oh, you'd be good. No, I'm dead, blah, blah, blah.
I love when they do, when Star Wars does stuff like that where, you know, obviously his mask was split open by Obi-Wan, but that kind of explained the wound that he had, that Vader had in his head. And I love that because obviously, you know, they didn't think of that when they made the original, like, three. So, but then obviously now, like, they look at it, they're like, man, there's a good way to explain this. Obi-Wan gave him that. That completely makes sense. Yeah, I thought that was very cool. I also love the, what do you call it? The rocks. He lifted the rocks and he threw it. It was very, what's the game I'm thinking of? Star Wars game. Help me out here. Starkiller. Come on, help me.
Oh, Force Unleashed.
Thank you. Because that's in Force Unleashed. I mean, it's all like he constantly does it. So I was like, that's cool. I like to see that. They finally got to the point where they can do that, you know, like as far as like movie magic. Back in the day, probably they couldn't really pull that off. So it's cool that they did it. I mean, and he just pretty much pummeled Vader with all the rocks. The funny line though that I keep going for is Luke Skywalker in Last Jedi said the Force is not a power you have. It's not about lifting rocks. Yet we have Rey lifting rocks in one scene, and then now we have Obi-Wan lifting rocks. So maybe it is about lifting rocks. I don't know. That's just me. But yeah, I think they wrapped it up pretty nicely. I was actually okay, cool with this. You know, obviously Reva couldn't kill Luke Skywalker because that wouldn't make sense for the future of Star Wars. So that wasn't going to happen. But yeah, so now Obi-Wan and Luke know each other now, I guess.
They have. Well, so first I want to hear,
but which is weird because like when they met in the other movies, it was like it was the first time they've ever met. So I don't know, whatever.
What were you saying about the Clone Wars though? Because it's
I didn't say anything about the Clone Wars.
No, Jack.
Oh,
he's talking about the Clone Wars.
Yeah,
because
Ahsoka busted Anakin's mask open just like Anakin did. But then Luke, like I read this in a post, someone kind of explained it, the whole thing, that Luke was the only one that was able to get into Anakin's head to get him to be good, and that's kind of symbolic. Ahsoka tried to, Obi-Wan couldn't. They could only get part of the helmet open, but Luke actually got the helmet all the way off and turned him.
So I thought you were going somewhere else. I wouldn't be surprised if eventually we just get the official word that the Clone Wars is now not canon, because it seems like they're taking the best parts of it and bringing it into the live action. And again, there are things like this whole battle, like, really, I don't know, and I didn't watch any of the Clone Wars, but the Clone Wars is like fucking vital. Like, but and the thing is they wrap this up as if the Clone Wars didn't exist, because I'm sure there was some shit that went down that was more imperative than all his limbs getting chopped off, but that's as far back as our memories see, so we don't see any of that fucking shit at all, you know? So the fact that it all stays in the movie, I think, is kind of it made me think, because like when people are talking about like, we never hear anything about any of his Clone War adventures. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even in the movies, like, so they did that purposely so it could fit and not damage it, but then why even have it?
Yeah.
Because people like me are still never going to go back and watch it.
Yeah.
People like me missed out on the entire Bad Batch thing because I'm not going to watch a fucking cartoon.
Yeah.
you know, so and no matter how good it is. But doing the things like when he admitted, because in the beginning of Star Wars, you know, telling Luke, Vader killed your father. I even watching that, I always took that metaphorically. But they finally made it something, because this whole time they were kind of like, they would have to tell you, okay, well, you know, because obviously they didn't even know it would have a sequel when they wrote the first one.
Right.
So like they tied that in with him saying, I killed him. That's when Obi-Wan, you know, realizes then I can't do anything about it.
Yep.
I don't think that whole, the whole chopping of the head, and because Vader turned good before his mask
right.
was off.
That's what
his,
I thought
his mask
too.
Came off right. after he turned good. Because I mean, he's like, let me see you with your, my own eyes. Right, like that's exactly why it came off.
He threw the Emperor over the side, the Palpatine, before he even took the mask off. So yeah, I agree with that. I think he changed way before that. Actually, I think he changed when he was like looking at Luke and the Emperor, like, what do I do?
Yeah,
and then he's like,
he was
crying, Daddy, please help me.
He was, because he was never out to kill Luke. He was out to turn Luke.
Right.
And once the order became not turning him to the dark side, but killing him, that's when Vader's like, did a Reva. Can't kill him.
No.
Don't know what it is. I can't kill him. Maybe because he didn't even know he had a fucking son. He knew he had a daughter. Maybe not even a daughter. You know, he had to know about Leia.
I think so. Yeah.
But yeah, either way, I thought they wrapped it up. And the most important thing is they wrapped this series up in a way that if it was bad or if it didn't work out, it's cool. It works. It closed everything we needed it to close.
Yeah, I think so.
And it goes in. However, they still left things open. Reva's whole story is still there. Ben can still go, and he still has to do all his little adventures with Luke. And that's where I think we're going to see. I think we're going to see him and Leia doing things together and him and Luke doing things together, but he would never tell them about it, because she knows about him to say, hey, come rescue me for the 18th time. She's now officially been captured more than Chewbacca. And then you got Luke, you know, already knowing him. When he sees him, he's like, oh, Ben, you know, because he knew Ben and he knows him enough to like be happy to see him. Not like, oh, I remember you from when I was 10. So they did things together too. But unfortunately for the Luke side of things, it's probably boring as shit. But with Leia, they probably did some fucking fierce ass shit, because she already knows he's a Jedi.
With Luke and Obi-Wan, it's probably going to be like Doc and Marty.
Awesome. Yeah, something.
When like Lars that. Is like, you stay away from that crazy old wizard.
I'm gonna go out and
another cool scene that I know you guys had a pretty good reaction to, and I did as well, is Obi-Wan's fighting stance. Obviously, it was a callback to the which was awesome, and I thought a lot of people were like really into that. Even Dagon actually explained, and this is actually a good point. I think he says the display of the red and blue on Obi-Wan and Vader's face while they were talking was super dramatic. I thought, yeah. So, but then obviously, and then he did the whole thing, you know. So, I think they really kind of wrapped it up. They definitely wrapped it up way, way better than Boba Fett. That last episode of Boba Fett was a mess. That was a terrible episode. But
they never. I don't think they showed Anakin's, though. Did Anakin ever do his stance? Because his stance, even people that watch it, like sword fighters, are like, what the fuck? It's so weird. But his stance was like this, and the saber's going down.
Yeah.
So he's like holding it like you would never hold it. But they even put it in the video games and stuff, where that's how he holds it. It's like all fucking weird.
I don't know if he can, because he doesn't have the range of movement with his robot on.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it was good. I liked it, of course.
Yeah,
me too.
You are my brother, Anakin.
I'm still kind of wondering where R2 comes into it when Obi-Wan's like, I don't ever remember owning a droid.
Oh, the droid! He finally used the little droid. So now the figure makes sense, that he has the droid in his little figure.
What did he use it for?
Nothing.
I don't think, but he used it.
Yeah.
He just had it.
One great wrap up was you got to see where the holster comes from that Leia has in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, the holster. Now, okay. So I saw, I'm glad you brought it up, because like I saw, and I wish I would have had a picture of it, but I saw an old picture of it, and I saw the new one. And in the old picture, the holster is like this long, right? And then in the new one, it's like this long. So I'm wondering, did it grow or did she get a new one?
Leather stretches.
As come on.
I think they just didn't need to explain that at all. Because, like, no, honestly, I let's be real. Like, nobody cared about Leia.
Verlaine, they owe me an apology. They do.
They should apologize to everybody.
Yep.
Like, nobody liked Leia enough to be like, do you remember the holster? Yeah. It's like, I mean, I don't know. That was the only thing that I was like, that was unnecessary. Who gives a girl a holster with nicks on it? How many people were fucking killed? Okay, cool, man. And then she carries it, happens to have it through the whole fucking time. All these kidnappings that she's been through and captures.
Never
she
lost
still has this fucking holster.
Never lost.
Obi-Wan knew she was going to be a strong leader, so what better to have?
She keeps getting captured, man. She's always got to be rescued.
I thought another very cool scene, obviously, when Obi-Wan and Vader were fighting. When his face mask was broken, it was like James Earl Jones' voice and that was really cool. I thought that was very well done.
That was something that it was a subtle explanation, because you are like, okay, you assume it's a voice box, you know, from all the new Kylo Ren and stuff. It's a voice box, but like to really hear that is. Really, it is a voice box, and even when he is Vader, his voice in the mask is Anakin.
Yeah.
It added actually like kind of realism and continuity.
Well, I guess in the original film, when he did take his mask off, he didn't sound like James Earl Jones. He sounded like the actor that played Vader, right? Like so. Right. So I in a way, we kind of already knew that, but I was very impressed on how they portrayed it in this episode.
It was weird in Revenge of the Sith when he finally got his Vader suit and put the helmet on, and all of a sudden he sounded like James Earl Jones. It was so jarring because it's such a difference. But this was nice the way that they mixed it.
It was good. So overall, I don't know. I thought the last episode very, very well wrapped it up and made me actually enjoy it. So there you go. How about that? Because episode 4 was terrible.
He likes Star Wars.
So do I.
Not quite.
And they threw in the last hello there.
Hello there. Of course. Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention that. Yeah. It's coughing. The hello there at the end was like, oh, of course.
There it is. I've been waiting for 6 episodes for this.
Fucking hello there.
So stupid. It was such a like a fleeting moment in the original. The like right like hello there. And then
it's because of the memes.
I know, but now it's like it became this thing, and because of that, they had to do it again. So I'm glad they did. So,
you know, I didn't realize, but in A New Hope, he starts the first time you see Obi-Wan.
Yeah, he says hello. There. Yeah, he says that to Luke. He's like hello.
Yeah, there. I never noticed something like I saw a video that someone put it together. It was like, hello there. Hello there. Oh, hello there. And I was like, oh, shit. That's right. I forgot he did that in the first one.
Yeah, there he is.
This also, this fight, also speaking of the internet and how like they want to cancel everything, but like kind of not.
When you say cancel everything, like as far as
all the non canon stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
but, like Clone Wars and they've already done it. This not only matches up with the Rogue One Vader, but it also ties into that reimagined fight between Vader and Obi-Wan that those dudes made. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where it's fucking amazing. Like, that's awesome. Because that makes that scene like so fits way much better. Because now that scene, you're not like, this isn't Obi-Wan ever. But dude, it was very cool. That scene needed to happen. It was great.
It almost made me wonder, with Obi-Wan whooping Darth's ass so bad, why I don't know, maybe he really did some damage to him where he really didn't come back, so he wasn't always as strong. He was just kind of like the side minion, because he doesn't really get much respect in A New Hope.
No.
Like when they're all sitting at the table on the Death Star and he's like, don't talk to me with your sorcerer's ways, Vader, and then he starts choking him.
That's what the issue that they're having now is, because like that movie, there wasn't supposed to be sequels, and so like half that shit, it's like, you know, the Luke and Leia kiss and all that stuff, like you just got to explain it. And like one thing that they were about to explain, they got fucked up with fucking Rian Johnson, was that, and this is me, I think those clones of Snoke. Wait. Snoke is actually a clone of Tarkin, and Tarkin was actually Force sensitive, which is why Tarkin outranked Vader when it came to under the Emperor and had so much power. Was because he was Force sensitive, and he had so much power, and maybe he just never learned the Force, that they cloned him to be in charge. You know what I'm saying? Even if it was supposed to be like above Vader.
Hmm.
Because when you go by, like Tarkin looks, I mean, like Snoke looks a lot like a decayed old Tarkin.
Now you say that.
And Tarkin is the one human that is in every fucking Star Wars, but not as him, CGI.
True.
So they're even CGIing this guy into. He's even in the Clone Wars, right?
Mm-hmm.
He kind of looks like him now that you say that. Like, there's.
I think they were planning on he was going to be a clone of Tarkin, which is why he would supersede all of a sudden Kylo Ren right off the bat. Because the Emperor was not even supposed to be fucking, but whatever. I digress. Very cool.
Very cool.
And then next week is, yeah,
we're gonna get into Ms. Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Have you started watching it?
To be fair, I'm on. This will be the fourth.
Yeah.
And the fourth is the one.
I haven't seen third episode yet, so I won't get there.
The fourth is the one. Hmm. So yeah, all right. It's going to be very fun. It's going to be different.
It's a fun show. Different. It really is. It is a fun show, but it's definitely not serious like Star Wars or anything like that. So, but obviously, it's going to be introducing the like the young Avengers or whatever they call them. So that's cool. That's cool. I'm just waiting for some cameos. It has to happen. Mm. They always do it, and I just want to know which. Shows their face. Is it going to be Vision? Like, is it going to be White Vision? Fucking finally? No,
that's,
it won't.
Look,
it won't
be. That could
Spider Man.
Yeah. The person they bring in has got to be huge. It's got to be huge. It's got to be like
Captain Marvel,
Tony Stark.
No, that's not going to work. Tony Stark would be better than Captain Marvel. Him as a hologram would be better than seeing. I don't know, but we'll talk about it. But that's why I think it's gonna be interesting, is because like I felt this way about WandaVision though. But
yeah, I think this show is gonna bridge the gap between a couple of storylines. So I think that's really what I'm kind of looking at it as, because it's kind of, the show is kind of made for kids. I don't know. Like that's what it feels like. It's
Disney Junior.
Yeah. It's like, it's made for girls coming of age. It's I get it. But like, yeah. So, but whatever.
So we're all like, but here's the thing. Like even every show that's come out, we're always like, there's gotta be like WandaVision. There's gotta be a reason why they're giving us this. There's gotta be. And it always ends up something sweet.
Yeah.
Something fucking sweet happens.
Yep.
So it could happen. Except we have to think outside of this.
Episode 6, Ms. Marvel gets an F on her.
We have to understand. You have to understand that this is the very first time that two shows have been running at the same time.
Oh.
This is also the first time that one show, Ms. Marvel, will be running while a new movie comes out.
So are you thinking it's going to be Jane?
I'm thinking that this movie, they already know. This show isn't really going to be as well taken even as Moon Knight as they want. So they don't mind. They stuffed this in for a reason. They stuffed it in this time spot because without it, we would have went Obi-Wan, waited the traditional couple weeks, and then Thor, and then maybe another couple weeks, and then a new show. But now we have this show overlapped by two fucking huge things. We only have something good. You know, She-Hulk's going to be coming up. I don't know what the date is, but like, I don't know. It's almost like they've admittedly, this might not be, you know, for the traditional Marvel person. Cause really, if you also think about this, Disney is known for its kid shit. And outside of the movies, there's no big kid shows, especially for teenagers. This would be it. Unfortunately, they're not marketing it towards the teens. They're marketing it towards every fucking Marvel person.
She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, August 17th.
I've got a while for that one then. Shoot,
it's a month.
Yeah, a month, yeah. Since it is July. Yeah. Wait till episode 4, Miss Marvel. It starts getting into the.
It's actually not July yet, guys, but okay.
Got 3 days.
Yeah, well, it's not. That means it's not. Yeah, technically.
It'll be a month after Thor, which is on July 8th.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then 2 weeks.
Whatever. Cool. Cool.
Good.
All right, let's leave it at there. That was good. That was good. Jack, thanks for filling in. We really do appreciate it, but, you know, you're kind of part of the show in a weird way. I don't really know exactly how you are a part of the show, but you are, and that's fine, and we love you for it, so that's fine. Verlaine, you just keep being you.
Woo-woo! Thanks for letting me be myself.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. And thank you, everyone out there that listened. We do really very, very much appreciate it. You can check out all our stuff on our website, gamefixshow.com, as well as our Patreon. You can support us that way. When's our next show, Verlaine? Is it the end of July?
It is.
I think
it's July
23rd.
No, it's going to be I think it's the 9th. Remember, I sent you the message. I think we have one on the 9th.
Yeah, I wrote it down, but I guess I didn't.
But we also have the CCAG. CCAG's a big one.
That's what I thought. 23rd is CCAG. And CCAG's the 31st is Toyapalooza.
Toyapalooza. Okay, gotcha. So CCAG is actually our very first one we've ever did. Yeah. Our very first convention was a CCAG show, and that is all video games, all retro. So if you're going to go to any show and you're in the area,
make it that one.
Yeah, totally go to that one. Patrons get free stuff, discounts,
it's
hugs,
so high-fives. Much, and it's so much bigger than it was when we first were there. But then again, I remember being there back with that other podcast that I used to do, and it was at a very, very small venue. So it's grown exponentially, and it's awesome. So yeah, check that out. If you guys don't know what that is, you can actually find it on our website, gamefixshow.com. On the right hand side, you can click and you can kind of go check it out. So CCAG is awesome. Yes. There was something else. Okay, no. That's awesome. All right. And that's where we're going to leave you. So, again, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week, Monday night, 9 o'clock on our Facebook here. So, it's your world. Pay attention.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
I love you. That's cool.
Turd nuggets.
Science, science, science. Science.
Hello, podcast fans. Want to get weird with us? Come check out the Mad Scientist Podcast. We are a weekly show that looks at the history, philosophy, and hard facts behind your biggest paranormal questions.
Did the government really pay for a psychic spy program?
Yes.
Is it true that surgery got its start in grave robbing?
Yes.
Can a roller coaster really kill you?
Legally, we can't say so for sure, but sometimes, yes! Join myself, Chris Cogswell, and my co-host, Marie Mayhew, as we examine the science, philosophy, and history behind the strange and unusual. All to discover what's possible and plausible versus what's, well, just made up. Check us out wherever you find your favorite podcasts. The Mad Scientist Podcast.